British Prime Minister Tony Blair is in Washington today, making what will likely be his last visit as Prime Minister. He's announced he's stepping down next month. Today he met with President Bush, who became his strong, if unlikely, political ally after the 9/11 attacks. The two have stood together through the Iraq War, even as it badly damaged the political standing of each. NPR's David Green reports from the White House.
President Bush pulled out all the stops for the prime minister on this visit. Blair usually stays at the British Embassy when he's in town, but this time Mr. Bush gave him the Queen's bedroom in the White House, a room that was Winston Churchill's favorite place to sleep on his visits during World War II. After a private meeting, Mr. Bush and Blair came out to a rose garden full of reporters.
Pleased to welcome Tony Blair back to the White House. He is a good friend. He has led the British people for a long time, since 1797.
The president's joke referred to his accidental suggestion last week that Queen Elizabeth came to Washington in 1776. Blair joked with Mr. Bush today that these days he feels like he's been in office for more than 200 years, and Blair had this to say about the president.
You've been a strong leader at a time when the world needed strong leadership. You've been unyielding and unflinching and determined in the fight that we face together, and I thank you for that.
Mr. Bush insisted he had substantive meetings with Blair and that this wasn't just a farewell visit, but then came the first question from a British reporter.
To Mr. Blair, what do you say to those people who say, now there's a new prime minister in place, you should go sooner? And to Mr. Bush, whether... However, inadvertently, you once said that you would like Tony Blair to stay for the duration of your presidency. He's not doing that. Do you think you're partly to blame for that?
The president took some time to chew on this one.
Could be. The question is, am I to blame for his leaving? I don't know.
The reporters who cover Blair always do seem to give the American leader as hard a time as their own.
Nice to see you again.
You kind of forgotten what the British media were like, weren't you? But
Mr. Bush was asked about World Bank President Paul Wolfowitz, who is on the ropes after arranging a pay raise for his girlfriend. Mr. Bush acknowledged that Wolfowitz and the World Bank were negotiating a resignation.
I regret that it's come to this. I admire Paul Wolfowitz. I admire his heart, and I particularly admired his focus on helping the poor.
Today, however, Mr. Bush preferred to focus on his admiration of Tony Blair. He's done this before, although his praise for the prime minister on visits never seemed to help Blair much at home. Both leaders, of course, are politically wounded by the growing popular opposition to the war in Iraq. They didn't talk much about the war in the Rose Garden, but both men said the final verdict on their decision to go to war will come long after they're gone. As they spoke, demonstrators could be heard faintly from off the White House grounds.
I mean, I can't make out the words that they're shouting over there, but I bet they're not totally complimentary to either of us.
Wait a minute, I don't know about that.
I mean, it could be the supporters we brought in, but I've got a feeling that the likelihood is no. And that's what it's about. It's about democracy.
Blair then made an argument he's made countless times while standing next to Mr. Bush, that democracy is the way of life people will always choose. Then his host wanted the final word.
What I know is the world needs courage. And what I know is this good man is a courageous man. Thanks for coming.
David Green, NPR News, The White House.
You can hear Steve Inskeep's interview with Tony Blair tomorrow on NPR's Morning Edition.